Longview 150 Stories, a partnership project between the City of Longview and Longview Public Library, showcasing 150 distinct stories designed to reveal Longview's history during the sesquicentennial celebration. Sprinkled among the daily podcasts are personal stories, large-scale history, and interesting tidbits about the life and fabric of this dynamic community. Today we get to visit with Mr. Wesley Whatley. He's someone who has collected a lot of stories about Longview in his life here, and today he'll be speaking about the air shows that were so impressionable back in the 1930s, specifically talking about the auto gyro.
I remember there was an airport or an airfield at the intersection of Estes and East Loop 281 on the southeast side of downtown Longview. And in the 30s, I was impressed with the air shows, with the biplanes that would come down with hooks on the lower wing and could hook a handkerchief or some sort of a white object with a wing tip and come that close to the ground and take off with it. And I remember seeing the first auto gyro, which preceded the helicopter. The auto gyro had a horizontal blade on top, and then it had a propeller blade just like ordinary planes do in the front. It could hover a little bit, but it had a short takeoff and landing, but it was not the equal to a helicopter. But it was the auto gyro, and you don't hear that name mentioned much anymore as far as air traffic.